What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 175. Today's topic is this: I wish I would have. Sit back and relax, because here we go. I've mentioned this before, one of the scariest moments in my life, and I'm going to restate it, because it's something that I think about on a daily basis. And I've had a couple scary. I'm going to say it's the second scariest moment. Okay, I'll take that back. The scariest moment of my life was when my daughter, my youngest daughter Ellie, when she. Man, I get emotional even talking about it. So on her second day of life, she choked. She aspirated basically, and. She went without oxygen for not long, maybe 20, 30 seconds, but it's you know, brand new baby. I mean, they need a lot of oxygen. And so I finger swept her, opened up her airway, had to call a code blue on my own daughter. And, she ended up in the neonatal intensive care unit for, 48 hours. And I've never prayed so hard in my life. And that's really where I really, for the first time, had really, really felt God present in my life, was that event. And everything turned out fine. So Ellie, she's absolutely brilliant, beautiful little girl. And everything turned out. She was fortunate. We were fortunate as a family. So that rings in number one as the scariest moment of my life. So what was and now is the second scariest moment of my life is this. So let me paint this picture for you. I just come back from medical school, and it was like a semester break, and my grandmother had died. You know, I was like 23, something like that. And my grandmother had died a couple weeks prior, and I was staying with my grandfather. They had been married a really long time. I don't know, like 60 something years. And so I was staying with him just so that way he wouldn't be lonely and so forth. And they lived in a small cinder block home in Miami that was just a small, simple home, you know, that they didn't even have central air conditioning, you know, to give you an idea. And this was in Miami. So it was always hot and sweaty in their house. And I heard the staying in the back guest bedroom. And my grandfather's room was just across the small hallway that was there. And I heard something. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, something's off. And I'd heard something out in the living room. And so I crept out in the living room, and it was one of these nights where the moon was, there's like no clouds in the sky. So the moon was very bright. And there they had the way their living room was set up, the back of the couch was to the windows that were in the front of the house, and they had these sheer white curtains that had been there for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. And the pale moonlight was flooding the living room, and there was my grandfather sitting there at the center of the couch, there in the blue light, no shirt on, there in his boxers. Couldn't see his face. His head was hanging down, but his hair, he had this thick silver hair that was just illuminated with the moonlight and then the curtains behind him, and it gave almost this eerie glow. And it was startling to see. And I said, "Pop?" Because it looked ghostly, to be frank. And he said to me the scariest thing that I had ever heard anyone say. He said, "It's all gone." And I said, "What?" He said, "It's all gone. My life is over." I didn't know what to say. And I was like, I tried to be encouraging, and I was like, it's not all over. You know, you're depressed because Graham died not long ago, and you know, you still have life left. And he was in his early 80s at that point. And He said, no, I never got to travel. I never went to Ireland. And then he got up and he went to bed. The sadness that he had continued. And, you know, over the course of the next few years, his health deteriorated. And eventually he died of, you know, really of old age, is if you want to call it that. He had been a smoker throughout the majority of his life, and he was getting sick. He really didn't look into why he was getting sick. I imagine it was probably having something to do with cancer, because he started to waste, really. And then eventually he died a few years later. The gift that came to me in that moment, when he got up and walked back to his bedroom, and I was blown away at the level of sadness and loss that here this man that I had looked up to and, you know, and loved was suffering through. And I vowed there in that very moment that I would never live my life in such a way that I would say that. I would never be struck with regret. And that has been a powerful motivator for me throughout my life. There are certainly times that I have made mistakes. I'm not perfect, far from it. But there's always been this intention that, okay, like keep pushing forward, do your best, and don't live with regret. Where I see this a lot, especially in my practice as a physician, is folks that are suddenly struck with disease. You know, heart attack, stroke, find out some devastating diagnosis, lung cancer, breast cancer, something like that. Where all of a sudden they're just like, you know what, I wish I would have done whatever. I wish I wouldn't have eaten so much bacon. I wish I would have gotten more physicals. I wish I would have stopped smoking. I wish I would have stopped drinking. I wish I would have, you know, gone to the doctor on the regular. And I see it every day. And so every day when I hear this cry of regret from folks, it brings me right back to that living room back in my 20s with my grandfather. And it makes my heart ache, because the fact of the matter is that we all have this power. We all have this power of decision and choice. And if there was just the right motivation there, if someone just said the right thing, they would cause somebody to make that decision to change. And you can change on the spot. You can change your mindset instantly. Instantly. If something negative is going on in your life, you think of something positive. All of a sudden, boom, there you go. You just changed the mindset. And then from that place, you're at a place where you can make decisions and make positive decisions. Just like there are bad habits. Not saying that folks with bad habits are bad people. That's not what I'm saying. It's a bad habit if it's not progressive to your health, if it's not conducive to a good life for you. Just like there are bad habits that don't move you forward, instead they hold you back, there are also good habits that will move you forward. And substituting one for the other, whether that's diet and exercise, meditation, giving up smoking, giving up drinking, like really being honest with yourself about what you want out of your life, not what society says is right for you, what you want out of your life and how you want to live it, and then living accordingly in such a way. So as to what? So as to not have regret. Because time is of the essence. Don't be like my grandfather. That's hard to say. That's hard to say. Because that man, he taught me a lot. And without knowing it, he gave me the biggest lesson, one of the biggest gifts I've ever had in my life. And I share that with you now. So I hope that resonates with you. There's at some point in your life, there's some area in your life right now where you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you need to pull the trigger on making the change. Change is not easy. I've done it. I've committed to it. And let me tell you, you will fail every day until you get these little small victories. And it's not about making massive change at once. That's where folks fail. You know, is that they don't stick with it. That's the reason why New Year's resolutions really don't work that well, is because you can't expect 100% on day two. It doesn't work that way. You know, it's 1% better every day. That is it. And that's the way it goes. And that's how you make real consistent change that is positive for you and that lasts. So ask yourself that question. What is it that I need to change today so that I don't have regrets? I'll give you a hint. The place to start is somewhere in your health, because your health is the foundation of everything. Absolutely everything. This is the reason why I invented Blind Spot. So if you haven't been to blindspotmedical.com, you need to go. So blindspotmedical.com, go there, put in your name, email address. You'll get an invitation for the upcoming webinar where I talk about everything that goes on with Blind Spot, what to expect, pricing, etc. And it's pretty amazing. It's my life's work, and I'm really, really proud of it. It's already made massive impact in people's lives, and it's going to continue to do so. So would love for you to be a part of it. It's super exciting. Blindspotmedical.com, go check that out. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, I would ask that you do so. Go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, put in a rating and a review, if you will. Share with friends and family. There's someone in your circle of influence that needs to hear this message, and I'll have you consider that the reason why you're hearing it right now is for you and for them. So share it up. That's what I would ask of you there. And finally, if you don't follow me on social media, check me out there as well, David Boyd on Facebook and David Boyd MD Instagram. So what I got for you today, my friends, remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become natural again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.